Hello, it's Wednesday, June the 23rd, and we come to Isaiah chapter 40. And all of these chapters, chapter 35 was an incredible chapter of great beauty, but chapter 40 is one that's dear to every Christian heart. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins, double good for all her sins. And one thinks, of course, of Handel's Messiah as you read this. Hezekiah, you read about his doom in the previous chapter, and you might have thought that with that would come the death knell of all of God's promises of a coming Davidic king. But God is faithful, and he will keep his word. This is a message, and we're just going to look at verses 1 through 11 today and look at the rest of the chapter tomorrow. But you read in verse 2 of sins forgiven. You read in verse 3 of Yahweh coming to the aid and rescue and salvation of his people. You read in verses 9 through 11, 6 to 8, first of all, a word of God that can never fail. And then in verses 9 through 11, the flock of God held in by his protective, tender care. God is undefeated by our terrible, terrible sins. In the 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible, and the Geneva Bible was the Bible that the Puritans loved especially because it had notes. It was the very first study Bible, and the notes were Calvinist and Reformed. And that edition of the Geneva Bible translates verse 9. He shows in one word the perfection of all man's happiness, which is to have God's presence. That the perfection of man's the perfection of all man's happiness is the presence of God. God with us. And that is Emmanuel. That is Jesus. That the incarnation of Christ was a manifestation of the presence of God with his people. So, do as verse 9 says, go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Well, what a wonderful way to start a Wednesday morning. Isaiah 41 through 11. We'll look at the rest of the chapter tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.